Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Some information I want to pass on to you. It's some information I passed on to my friend Tina. She's going to be traveling from Dallas to Minneapolis. And she said, Chiletta, what's going on for Juneteenth? I want to come to town. I want to celebrate Juneteenth in the Twin Cities. So then that made me have to look up what's going on for Juneteenth. And I found out that the University of Minnesota is having a huge Juneteenth celebration. It is going to include a kids zone, art making workshops, black vendors, free food, live performances, a commemorative march. It is all happening on Saturday, June 15th from 11 to 5 at UROC on Plymouth Avenue in Minneapolis. And so I said, let me get Madison Sklar on the phone. She is the assistant event director for the University of Minnesota Juneteenth celebration. She is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Madison, thank you so much for being here tonight.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here via phone.
Now, I am excited. This is the third year that the University of Minnesota is putting on this Juneteenth celebration block party and commemorative march in North Minneapolis on Saturday, again, June 15th from 11 to 5. Tell us more about it.
Yes. So just like you had shared, we're going to have so many different activities, and the whole event is free, right? The only thing that won't be free will be merchandise from the black vendors. We actually pay our vendors to come out to, you know, we're talking about reparations, paying our community members to come be a part of the celebration that is meant for us by us. So we'll start off with a commemorative march. We'll have speakers, and then we'll march down Plymouth Avenue and cheer and chant and shout, and then we'll pick up some roses, continue to chant, and we'll lay. We're having Sharp Times Co. make a sign for us with many names of those who have been who have lost their lives to police violence, and we will lay those roses that we're getting from a black-owned vendor at the memorial site that we have created at our venue, and then we will come back singing the black national anthem and being together, and we'll have all different black performers and people will be able to get their swag bags with a bunch of different items from university community members. There'll be raffle items inside their swag bag. Not only will also be a food ticket, you can get your free lunch from one of the three black-owned food trucks that we'll have there. It is really just about having a good time and enjoying our community in our community and just really understanding what it means to be the noise. That is our theme this year. You know, we are the noise, the echoes of our ancestors, and we're focusing on amplification, reverberation, and disruption, all those different things, right?
Mm-hmm. And the one thing I like is that you all are also going to have some workshops because it's going to be food, it's going to be fun, it's going to be entertainment, but there's also going to be education. Talk to me about those workshops.
Yes. So our workshops are hosted by university members and community members. We put out a call. And so we'll have workshops. There will be one on waist bead making. And what does it mean to wear waist bead? How is that rooted in our black history? One on the history of jazz. One on the roots of healing and writing. And what does it mean to be able to express your emotions through writing. And because, you know, in our Black community, sometimes we don't always get the space to talk about how we're feeling. So what does that mean to do it in writing? Then there is one being hosted by the African American Heritage Museum on storytelling and why that's important. And that's a workshop that's hosted by a lot of the youth who are involved in the program. And they're going to come out with a capstone project at the end and present it. So really getting everyone from all different walks of life, age groups, backgrounds into spaces to present to people. And so there'll be, you know, 50-minute lengths and two different sessions. You can check them out, show up to the ones you love to, connect with the people, networking. It's really a great opportunity for people to just take a moment and root themselves in the purpose. Because, you know, celebrations and everything is wonderful, but it's always nice to remember that we must root ourselves in the learning so we can continue to move this, to make this movement go forward.
Mm-hmm. And now tell me this. You've got free lunch tickets, the workshop's free, mm-hmm. you've got parking near available, this is Kids
yep.
Zone. Do you have to sign up? Is it a first come, first serve? Can people just show up? Do you want folks to go online? And
we would love.
Give me the details.
Yes, we would love for folks to just show up. The first 1,000 people there will get the free swag bag with the meal tickets. So definitely, if you want a swag bag and you want a meal ticket, show up at the start for sure. And we're hoping, you know, stretch out your time there so you can potentially win one of the raffle items. We're being gifted a signed football from the Minnesota Vikings, and we're given gift cards to different restaurants. So definitely stick around all day for those raffle items and make sure you can get a ticket, because your food ticket not only gets you the free lunch, but the half that gets thrown off will be your raffle ticket. So you definitely want to show up early and stay long.
Okay, now you got to tell me, where can people go to get more information? Because we have given them a lot, and I want to make sure they have some place that they can go to share this information with their families, friends, folks like me who have good friends coming to town and want to celebrate Juneteenth.
Yes, the best place to go would be our event website, which is juneteenth.umn.edu. Again, juneteenth.umn.edu. There is a space to sign up. We are still taking volunteers. If there are people who are listening right now that you want to come join us, volunteer, spend the day with us, I'm also coordinating volunteers. So that sign-up form is still out there. But we'll have a virtual zine that covers all of the things. It'll list out all the vendors, all the food vendors, all the workshops. And then we also have a slide deck. We're really big on accessibility and making sure we meet people to their needs and understand the information that they need to take in for this event. So there's a PowerPoint that they can go through to learn the march route, the map, the organizers, get to know everybody, the times, the different things, the whole run of show. All of that information can be found at juneteenth.umn.edu.
All right, girlfriend. Well, thank you so much for being on the show, and thank you for putting on this amazing event. I know it's going to be awesome.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. We hope to see y'all there.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.